Chad, this is why I say you gotta go get your hair cut and you gotta get your beard trimmed. It's about all we got. These ladies are out here using beauty filters, skinny leg filters, which we're going to get into. But there's an influencer that lost 140,000 followers overnight because her beauty filter slipped. Let's get off into the lore of this. This is big right now in China.
A beauty streamer.
China.
Was live online when suddenly her beauty filter vanished, turning her into a middle-aged woman. Thousands of fans in the chat went crazy. How do beauty streamers...
Somebody come get the auntie, bro.
Streamers change their round faces into an oval shape and instantly look like goddesses. Some viewers shared a tutorial before the stream began.
Terrifying.
As soon as the lights and beauty filter were turned on, fans were left stunned. Getting ready to start the stream. Step 1, turn on our main light and our face light. Next,
this is somebody's auntie, bruh.
Next, we adjust the face shape to ensure our makeup stays in place. We'll fix our face shape and turn our round face into an oval one. Now, turn on the second light. The pink chin light. The next step is to give the stream a more high-end feel, so we turn on the light above our heads. Here's the prep for beauty streamers. First, to enhance and create the perfect face for
that straight just was lipo to the face, just sucked all the fat out of that.
Amra. Step 2, add a stylish makeup look. Step 3, turn on the pink chin light. Step 4, turn on the top light. And now we're ready to go live, looking gorgeous. A viewer commented,
I can tell by her shoulders you're not that big.
You're not
that small.
I strongly urge a ban on beauty filters. They all really think they look like that.
You can
use beauty filters, but not to deceive yourself. Someone else joked, no wonder those streamers who push the limits aren't afraid of their relatives recognizing them. Turns out their relatives can't recognize them. Another person commented, with beauty filters these days, even a 200-pound guy with dirty feet can look like a super pretty woman. The Chinese Entertainment Industry Association recently issued a no-makeup order, calling for reform in the online group streaming.
Well, in my opinion, in chat, put a one in the chat if you agree, in my opinion, it's this weird phenomenon of always wanting to look young. Like, people don't ever want to look their age anymore. It's okay to grow up. It's okay to look a little bit older. Like, it's this ageism where it's frowned upon if you look a little bit older. You can age gracefully and look good. It's the nature of the world. It's just what it is what it is. Now, I can understand women probably don't bode well with this because they want to look young. They want to look youthful and, you know, but like, look, this is some of this leg. Look at this. Leg lengthening. They're making their legs look really long. They call it the skinny leg filter. This dude is in OBS, by the way. This is the exact thing I use. This is insane. Look at this. You are not that tall. Your legs are not that skinny. This is a thing, though, in China. What is going on? This is wild. Like, she looks like she's 6'7". Like, look at all these women. Look at this.
Discussions and complaints from viewers. The Chinese government's no makeup order is, on the surface, a restraint on the misuse of technology. But it's much more than just an industry issue. It's another attempt by the authorities to intervene in the way
vacuum to the chin.
People's bodies
and drink it up.
Appearances are presented. By defining how things can be shown and how beautiful things can be, they're gradually...
I'm gonna be honest, dude. These women look like bugs.
Shots fired!
They look like bugs to me. The super big eyes, the small little chin. They got a big forehead, though. Like, you think my head is big? Dang, it just doesn't look right. Chat, put one in chat if you agree. You can just tell this is altered. It doesn't look right. It looks weird. You look like an anime character. It's odd.
Shaping the public's perception of what is considered normal, real, and acceptable. So, banning excessive beauty filters isn't just an aesthetic correction.
What in the actual... She knocked off 30 years.
...with a broader control over what is considered real. This is not a real effort to purify the industry. It feels more like the Chinese government's typical
make your eyes smaller?
Hypocrisy and selective enforcement. For years, there have been issues.
I've seen these like beauty farms where they have all these women on here live streaming. And this is what they do on the street. They live stream, they sing, or it's pre-recorded. I've seen that too.
Allowed them to continue. The reason is simple. This model stimulates consumption, generates traffic, creates profit for platforms and agencies, and to some extent diverts social tensions, allowing lower class men to numb themselves with virtual companionship and emotional...
Oh my lord. And the thing is, if she put on a little bit of makeup, she wouldn't look that bad. But when you go from the filter to your regular face, boy.
Illusions. One news report tells the story of a 60-year-old man who spent over 60,000 yuan in just 8 days, becoming the top spender for a female streamer.
I spent less than 20 yuan for the first time. Then after the stream, she talked to me, saying after the show she'd remove her clothes. I became the top spender, and if I didn't send her more gifts, I'd be letting her down.
Stupid.
I'm the only top spender. No one else is. I've already spent 6 or 7 thousand.
In Zhoukou, Henan province, a 62...
Oh my god. The simp jutsu. His level's over 9,000. He's like the CEO of simps over here in China.
Year-old farmer spent his entire life savings to become the top spender. After putting in 500,000 yuan, he took out a loan of 100,000 yuan to keep gifting to the female streamer.
What the fart, dude? $500,000? Chat, I don't know about you guys, dude. I am so cheap, bro. I won't even buy... I play Call of Duty like 3 to 4 times a week. I won't even buy the game because it's $60. I'm just saying, I'm so cheap. Like this shirt, TJ Maxx, I've got the same hair gel, same freaking hairspray I've used for a long time. You know, the ring I'm wearing is fake, you know, like it's from Shein. I just don't. Now, watches, I do like spending money on watches, but I don't spend a lot of money. I wear Levi jeans, you know, I wear Nike shoes. I don't wear anything crazy. I'm not wearing Loro Piana. You know what I mean? I just don't get how these people spend all this money on women that they can't even meet. That's why I say we got to end this epidemic, bro. It's getting bad. $528,000, brother.
My dad spent 50-something thousand yuan in just 3 months. All the money he saved with my mom. She never checked his phone, never saw the phone bills. It took 50 seconds to go through the phone bill, and the balance kept dropping. 1,000, 2,000 yuan at a time. When I found out about the 50,000 yuan, it felt like the sky was falling. He told the streamer he ran out of money.
Let the sky fall.
Couldn't send gifts anymore. Then he took out a loan for 100,000 yuan. My sisters and I felt so bad for mom. Another lawyer shared a case where...
What? Is this a phone farm? Is this how all these streamers are botting views and stuff? Is this what this is?
His client was scammed by a female streamer. At least 3 or 4 people have come to consult me, all tricked into sending gifts to female streamers. One of them lost over 800,000 yuan. One fan was contacted by a female streamer who said she wanted to date him. After establishing a romantic relationship, the man sent her over 300,000 yuan in gifts over the course of a year. But
all right, I got to put this into perspective. I just got to know how much is 500k won? You know what I mean? $73,000. It's a lot of coin. And you can't see it over there. It's all the way to the side. 500,000 won. So some of these guys are spending upwards to $80,000 on women they can't even meet.
They had only met 4 times and never even held hands. The woman kept telling him that if he ever loved her, he had to prove it by sending money. He believed her. And over the year, he sent her over 300,000 yuan. Later, he found out that she was dating 4 other men. And he was ranked 4th in line.
It's an auction for the cat. It's a cat auction.
Each man had to send her 100 to 200,000 yuan. These cases of spending
bands.
Money in streams leading to broken families and ruined lives are far from rare.
Chad, I'm about to start selling PP, bro. I've had it. I'm about to start. I want to start selling PP. 50,000 yuan just to even look at it. Just to breathe next to it.
The top spenders in these streams are addicted to the carefully packaged beauty and emotional illusions, exchanging temporary psychological satisfaction for a heavy cost, depleted savings, fractured family relationships, and even long-term psychological scars. Meanwhile, the female streamers, who view making money as their primary goal, have become the default fast money model in the streaming industry. They monetize through emotional suggestions and the illusion of relationships. The distorted ecosystem has lacked genuine regulation for a long time. In the comments section, some viewers even revealed that the first lesson at certain streamer companies is to clearly tell the streamers not to accept gifts privately, because private transfers might lead to legal actions or lawsuits to recover the money. However, wow. As long as the gifts go through the platform, the money gets divided between the platform and the agency, making it legally legitimate and impossible to be refunded. This blatant risk avoidance logic shows that the problem is not individual misconduct, but rather a system that is deliberately designed and encouraged. When the overall economy weakens and upward mobility narrows, the illusion of making quick money through streaming becomes even more...
Well, and then why do you think that the nuclear family's dying? Men aren't getting in relationships anymore. You know, they either have wives and they're cheating on their wives with these internet women, or they're not getting girlfriends at all because they don't want to approach women at all. When you have unfiltered access to these women online and you can spend your paycheck on them, it really is a slippery slope. This is not good for society at all. Chat, put one in chat if you agree. I don't think this is good for society at all for men to be able to donate to these women. Like, I think they should put a cap on it. I think they should do the same thing with streamers too. Like, some of these streamers that get on here and like people donate $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. That's insane to me. Absolutely insane to me that you can spend that much money on somebody. You can just donate 15 grand to somebody. That's insane. Because some people will do it. And some streamers are good enough to psychologically like manipulate you to think that, you know, you should subscribe. You should, you know, like donate to me. Like, it's crazy to me. I do it every once in a while, but I'm never like, I need 50 bands, chat. Let's get 50 bands. And if I'm asking you guys to do something, like go download free cash, you guys can go play mobile games and you can get paid for that. $5 on me if you download that. The link's also in the description. But what's cool about the app is you can get in there, you can play mobile games on your free time, and you can get paid. So I've seen somebody in the chat talk about, I pay my light bill every month with this. So you can do that if you want. These are things, that's an app though, that's like, you can go download it, you can play it, and you can make money. It's not just like, give me money. And then I also tell you guys what I'm doing this for. So like, I'm using that free cash to basically fundraise to get on the Whatever podcast. And some of you guys are like, Levi, don't pay him. Hey, you gotta pay to play sometimes. It's the nature of the game. I'm just a random dude in a room making videos. So I wanna widen the brand and I wanna get to know people and network, and it's just part of it. You know what I mean? So yeah, go download free cash, $5 on me. There you go. There's my shameless plug.
Have you noticed that while everyone talks about the economy being bad, there's one industry, the entertainment industry, that's actually booming? You'll find that among the female streamers, there are more and more university students. You've studied hard for years, only to earn 5,000 yuan, while those who dropped out early to become streamers can make a million a year.
Crazy.
You're definitely tempted. Statistics show that over 500,000 university students are now regularly streaming. Behind this booming entertainment industry is a new type of exploitation of young people. When the economy is down, jobs are hard to find, incomes are lower, and debt is high. Most people are in a state of confusion and anxiety. In this social environment, beauty has been separated from time, discipline, and cultivation, and now is instantly generated by technology. The intrinsic logic of aesthetics...
This is insane. All on the street just doing this?
...has fundamentally shifted. The gold digger phenomenon is a concentrated presentation of this shift in the real world. When relationships...
Dude, I noticed this when I was a kid, though. I noticed, like, you know, actors make more money than doctors. I noticed that at a very early age. And I was always like, what is going on with this? Why is this the case? Here's this streamer I was talking about. So she had her filter, like, go off for a split second and lost a ton of followers.
A beauty influencer just learned the internet never forgets. During a live stream, her face filter suddenly glitched. And for a split second, viewers saw her real face instead of the flawless one they were used to. The filter came back almost instantly, but the damage was already done. Within hours, she reportedly lost around 140,000 followers as clips spread across TikTok and threads. Some people accused her of fake beauty, while others defended her, saying she actually looked more real and relatable.
Yeah, she looks fine.
The moment sparked a huge debate online. Are influencers setting impossible beauty standards with filters? Or just giving people what social media expects? Either way, one tiny glitch exposed a massive truth. Perfection on the internet might only be one filter.
That filter was working overtime, brother. The guys behind the scenes were like, all right, let's get that back up. Let's get that back on. Let's get it back on. But chat, put on one in the chat if you agree. I think This is why I think women are more insecure than men. And it's mainly because women use these filters way more than men do. You don't see guys using these filters, bro. You don't see it. You don't see it. Men don't do this. You know what men do? We go to the gym, we work out, maybe we get our hair cut, maybe we get, you know, our beard trimmed. That's really all you can do, chat. And right now I'm looking scruff McGruff. My neck is a little furred out. I need to shave. I need to trim. But I was like, you know what? Whatever. I don't care. I'm just going to be raw with you guys, and that's what you're going to get today. And I'm going to start wearing probably short sleeves more, but maybe not wear the suit as much. It seems like you guys like that, and I appreciate you guys.
For being so positive, means a lot.
But yeah, this is more just me. And some of you guys are like, Levi, you need to go outside. Dude, I know I'm pale. Okay. I don't go outside a lot. Once I found out that sun damage was the one thing that makes you look older, I was like, I'm going to wear sunscreen like a madman. And then I don't want to be tan. I don't, because it makes you wrinkle. So if I can look a little bit younger for a little longer, I've already got a lot of gray hair in the chinny in here. He's a bald chinian. I've already got a lot of gray hair right there. So I'm like, you know, I'm trying to slang this age thing out as long as I can, chat. Let's get back into this.
Shared a video claiming that dowries have now increased tenfold compared to 10 years ago.
我都不敢相信现在彩礼已经离谱到了这种地步.
Now the dowry has reached such an outrageous point. The other day, my mom went to a relative's wedding and the dowry was 250,000 yuan. Another couple about to get married asked for over 300,000 yuan. That's not even including the 3 gold items. In 10 years, the dowry amount has increased tenfold compared to my time.
In Shanghai, the gold digger phenomenon has collapsed. Now, men in Shanghai are immune to it. How aware are the men coming up to matchmaking? As soon as you bring up the dowry, they stop talking. If you mention adding their name to the house or car, they turn and walk away. Some men even say that now they won't even spend money on a cup of milk tea or a meal for a gold digger. When it comes to matchmaking, they insist on splitting the bill. If the woman doesn't agree, they give up. If she subtly hints at gifts or bags after knowing each other for a few days, he'll immediately block her because he doesn't know what's waiting for him next. Discussions online about the skyrocketing...
Bro, imagine having to pull up all that for some pre-bucked coochie. Crazy work.
Dowries and the materialization of marriage...
This is insane, bro.
...marriage reflect the shift. On the one hand, people complain about the sharp rise in marriage
bags
costs. On the other hand, more and more men are becoming wary of a one-sided, exploitative relationship. This isn't a sudden moral awakening, but rather the old model failing.
2026年的基本现状就是捞女根本就搞不到钱了。
The reality in 2026 is that gold diggers can't get money anymore. If you look at those girls who used to seek men's money, can they still get money now? Unless they lower their standards to the extreme, only then will men be willing to spend a little money on them. So I have a lot of these gold diggers around me, and they privately consult me, and they're all starting to panic. It's simple. They no longer have an income source.
They all do the same things. Like, you want to put it in the phone, huh? You want to put it in the phone? Is that what you want?
Which proves that the big spenders are now few.
Why was the gold digger guru so popular a few years ago? It was during the tail end of an economic boom, creating a lot of wealthy people and a lot of wealthy men. This created a batch of women who are just there to make money off them. Why is this path not working as well now? Because many men are broke. There's a phrase, men's money is for women to look at, not for them to spend. These words are now better understood by men than by many women. Among the very rich, single...
Well, I think the big thing is, in chat, put one in the chat if you agree, I think a lot of men realize that you can't buy a woman's loyalty with just money. You can't buy that. She has to be into who you are. You know, she has to be interested in the man that you actually are. I always say this, if you lead with money, she leaves with money. Shibata Naya should have bought a Honda, put it on a freaking t-shirt. Like, you can't just expect that you lead with money and that she's not just going to want to leave with it as well. You can't buy somebody's loyalty. You can buy somebody's love. It's called a prostitute, you know what I mean? You can buy that all day. But you can't buy somebody's loyalty. You can't. You really can't. It's impossible. It's impossible. All right, let's switch gears here. All right, bro. Y'all know I be bad on these big back clips.
Big back, big back.
What is going on?
You really are a fat bastard.
I mean, she kind of got the moves. My favorite part of Fridays is teaching. Your favorite part of Fridays is eating. Stop lying.
Shots fired!
You know, so if you dance this much every day, you probably lose some weight. I just don't get how you this big and the dancing ain't helping cut some calories. I mean, I guess when you eat 10,000 a day. Boy, I'm sweating watching her. Doing a whole lot of nothings. Looking like a bowl of yogurt. Looking like a busted can of biscuits. Boy, howdy. Oh, y'all didn't even see none of that, Chad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Chad. I watched that old clip without y'all. My bad. Look at this. Doing a whole lot of What is that? You see the back sweat? You see, hey, I see the back sweat there. You burning some calories. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah. Videoing. But it smells like a yeast factory up in there, boy. What smells? I know that stuff stinks. This is why I said she looked like a busted can of biscuits. I'm just saying, Chad.
Shots fired!
I'm just saying. Don't shoot the messenger, all right? Y'all know I love reacting to these big back clips. I absolutely love it. Here's another one. Are some dudes into fat chicks? I don't get it. What am I missing here?
Excuse me?
Yeah?
Sorry to bother you, but like, how much do you weigh?
How much do I weigh?
Yeah, if that's fine to ask.
I weigh 350 pounds right now.
You really are a fat bastard.
We should go out on a date.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I think we should.
You want it right now?
Yeah, to get some dessert.
Yeah, let's do it.
She will eat you alive, brother. That is so scripted. You want to go right now? Yeah. Dudes aren't into that. Chat, put a one in the chat if you agree. Dudes aren't into big women like that. It's not a thing. Maybe on the internet, people are sold this light. Dude, I see this guy. And he does these pranks. And they're hilarious. World's biggest turd prank.
Holy fuck. Yo.
And he does like the fart spray. I think he goes in the bathroom without it and he makes it. Oh my god.
Let's do a quick spin on Petro. Oh, the code. Do you guys have another bathroom?
No. No, this is it, man.
Yeah, because this stinks.
This shit, what the fuck? Wait, what's the...
What the fuck is it?
Can I see my face online?
Yo!
What? If I see my face online, what are you gonna do, dude?
I can't remember you.
What the fuck?
You wanna touch it?
Yo! You see that shit?
Brother!
Sir, take a look at this.
Sir! Oh my god!
I'm sorry, dude. I'm a kid at heart when it comes to those things. Like the funny, like the fart jokes, the poop jokes. They're funny to me. All right, Dave Ramsey sitting here talking about boomer advice from Dave Ramsey does not sit well with the millennial crowd. Let's see what we got.
25% of millennials, their parents are paying for their housing in one way or another.
Oh, look, a member of the most entitled and privileged generation in the history of the world is talking about financial situations that millennials are facing. And as millennials are nearing 40 and running out of time to build the kind of wealth that their generation was literally fucking handed, I'm confident he's going to use his obvious platform to talk about the nuances of the financial obstacles that millennials face as a direct result of his generation's decisions and stewardship, and offer some well-thought-out and fact- and statistic-based policy solutions that, you know, could help us overcome those obstacles as a society. I'm really confident that that's what he's going to do. I can't imagine any other way that this video could possibly go.
Let me just tell you, moms and dads, not good. Not good for your little millennial.
I agree. Not good, you know, that our generation can't afford basic life necessities like food and shelter and healthcare. I will say, though, little millennials sounded a tad condescending. We're like in our fucking 30s and 40s now. You're shaking my confidence just a tad on where you're going with this, Grandpa.
They are much better off to face some calluses, some stress, some hard times, make some hard choices, stand up and square their shoulders and be a man, be a woman, mm-hmm. instead of a child.
There it fucking is. Can we, like, just agree as a society that we need to stop giving microphones to bootstrap boomers? They've said enough dumb shit publicly to last us for...
I mean, boomers did have it a lot easier, bro. But I'm not the type to sit here and make excuses, you know? I'm really not. You know, life's hard. It sucks. You know, it's not easy. You got to figure out ways to make more money, dude. I did. It wasn't easy. I was broke for a very long time, though. So apparently there's a new definition of woman. It's just dropped. A person with eggs. So are we talking about chickens now?
So the new definition of woman has just dropped, apparently.
When to see a reproductive endocrinologist. If you've been trying to conceive for 12 months with regular unprotected intercourse and the partner with eggs is less than 35 years old. Partner with eggs. I'm honestly having a hard time choosing between people who menstruate, womb bearer, chest feeder, birthing person, or now people with eggs. Am I a chicken to you people? And notice the side that always does this and drops a new definition every 5 minutes says that they're the pro-woman side. I'm just putting that out there.
I mean, dude, it's so true. I hate that they're trying to strip womanhood away from women. In my opinion, chat, put them on the chat if you agree. I think women are a protected class, you know? Women are a protected class. We should protect them in society. They're, you know, weaker physically. And I don't know. It's just, it's hard for me to sit here and say that things aren't getting worse with these definitions of what is a woman and what is this, but it's only getting worse right now. This exchange is wild.
You want free tuition, food, rent, transportation, but no work?
Yes. Land of the free, like the Constitution says. Mamdani's doing it in New York City. It's working.
Who pays?
Tax the billionaires.
If they leave New York?
We take their businesses and run them ourselves.
Isn't that communism?
No.
You want...
I think that must be AI, bro. There's no way that's real. All right, here we go. All right, what do y'all think? Does white privilege exist?
Think, does white privilege exist?
Yes. Absolutely.
Would you guys support paying reparations?
Yeah.
Well, I want to...
Oh, I really hope she brings a guy up, like a black dude up, and it's like, all right, give him some cash. I think she does.
Give you guys the opportunity, actually. This is my friend Topher. If you want to pay...
Topher?
reparations or... Help the black community.
I love it.
If y'all can, I need lunch today. So y'all have $20.
I don't have my wallet on me.
I don't have my wallet on me. I take PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, you know, crypto, whatever you want. Like we can do it. We can do whatever you need, baby girl. All right, let's see here. What else do we got? Dating in 2026. Dating in 2020.
She missed out on a really good guy.
I won't date you. Dude, this is why I say you gotta be mean, bro. You just have to. It sucks. Nobody likes being mean. Nobody likes doing it. I don't like doing it, but you have to do it. You wanna know why? Because it gets results, dude. It gets results. It's the only reason you gotta do it. Do you blame him for turning her down? Oh my God.
Big back, big back.
Fuck, I think I forgot my hair tie. Do you think I'll hold my hair for a second?
Yeah.
Actually.
Whoa, what the fuck?
You're not down?
Jesus, no. She's huge. Oh my God. How do you even get that big? How do you even get that big? When you finally meet the best of men, you'd realize your hate for men is basically from unhealthy experiences you've had with the worst of men.
Amazing. And he's just like he's a fucking good guy. I have such like a strong distaste for men and like...
Strong distaste?
Strong
distaste.
Is that what you
mean? You want to be the best emphasized strong distaste.
We would have never guessed. I guess I've never not been with a fucking asshole. He's like, oh, let me open that.
The clip's not very loud, so I'm not even going to play it. The whole thing is, though, she's like, she has a strong distaste for men because she's got bad choosing signals. She doesn't know how to pick good men. The thing is, and in chat, put one in the chat if you agree. Most women have had so many chances to pick a guy that is a good man, that is hardworking, that is genuine, that is nice, that would take care of them, be chivalrous, and they've nexted all of those guys. They've nexted every single one of them. But they gave Chad many turns. Many turns. Rear-end collisions, just straight. So many. Back's been blown out. Spines have been realigned. Their dads might as well be chiropractors with how much spinage has seen some realignage. That's the problem, though. They're choosing the men that they know are bad fits and then trying to make them into a good fit. It's not how it works. You don't change a bad man to be a good man. Bad man. You don't do that. Take the guy that's actually the nice guy. Take him. But you don't take him. You never do. And then you want to complain about the bad guy that you picked. What? So many women, at least from what I've seen, so many women want to get in relationships with men that aren't even ready to be in a relationship. This man will straight up say, I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't want to date. I don't want to be with you. And yet she'll try to fit a square peg into a round hole. I had somebody call me the other day. And if you want to call me, you can call me Monday through Friday, noon to four. But he was talking about this woman that he was trying to, you know, date. And I kept telling him, dude, you're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. You're trying to date a girl that's giving you so many headaches and so many red flags, and she's clearly not that into you, but you're sitting there trying to make it work. I'm like, bro, cut and run. So many options out there. There's so many people on this planet, so many people probably in your area that you can keep trying. Go out there and keep trying. That's why I tell men, you got to start dating like women do. You got to have four or five and maybe two bench warmers. Talk to multiple women. The thing is, I don't like that men have to be more promiscuous in the dating market, but the problem is that's what works. That's what works. You got to talk to multiple women. Because if you don't talk to multiple women, you're going to put all your eggs in one basket and you'll probably be let down. You'll be like, oh, I just really hoped that it was going to be her and it just didn't work. Yeah, duh. Duh. You got to talk to multiple women. Number one, it makes you sharpen that axe and get a lot better. I'll show you an axe to sharpen. It'll let you get better at the game. Then once you figure out what your game is and how it works and what signals you can shoot to a woman and things that you can say and the responses that you get, you can take that. Now you have an arsenal of game, and then you can spit it to multiple women. And then you go where your energy is reciprocated and the love is appreciated. And then boom, that's a woman you would try a relationship with. But so many guys just want to just, you know, shoot for the first woman and something works. And they're like, that's her. It's her. I love her. That's why I came up with the ebook. You can go to my website. Go to levinix.com, dude. That's why I came up with this ebook. I'll even show it to you. I haven't talked about this in a while, but it's the four pillars of personality. This one right here. There's the four things that I really think that every guy needs. And if you can master those four things, it's going to help you have an overall, like, great personality that most, you know, it'll make you respected by men and irresistible to women. So that's the whole point, is you want to be respected by men. You want to be irresistible to women. Ain't that right, Lokes?
Won't they do?
Sorry, buddy, you're on a diet, Jolla Pies. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. It was good to have you guys out, man. Until next time, peace.